I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio. Hey, and happy Friday! Casual Friday is here, and I'm Holly Fry.
I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
I feel like every day is Casual Friday in a pandemic.
Kinda.
Kind of. One of the things we talked about this week was James Fortin.
Yep.
Who we talked about pretty openly in the episode, having been both fairly convinced we must have talked about him before.
Yeah.
I could find no evidence to support that.
Nope, me neither.
Which brings up an interesting thing, right? There is no evidence for a lot of the aspects of his life that people often talk about. Kind of the biography of him that that everybody really turns to is written by a woman named Julie Winch. That biography is titled A Gentleman of Color, and it's kind of like the one that a lot of people reference. And her research is really, really amazing. But she points out, like, what we know is kind of not ever through primary source documents with him, because it appears most of his papers were at some point destroyed, probably in a property transfer or something. But they're like kind of put together from the writings of people that knew him who say, oh, he told me this once, etc. And one of the things that comes up all the time when you're reading about him is he purchased the freedom of enslaved people. But it's a little tricky to know if that was really the case. So if anybody was looking for that in the episode and didn't get it, or felt like kind of bummed that they didn't hear about it, it's because if he did, it was probably a little more indirect than we might think.
Yeah.
He was so much a man about the letter of the law, and really, there are some things about his writing even that troubles me, because there is a certain tone of like a purity standard for Black people to be perfect.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, his thing is like, no, you have to be this much better. So I don't know if he would have actively participated in something like that while he was also trying to lobby Congress to do things. It gets to be a little bit tricky. And again, we talk about it in the episode, right? This is contextualized at a time and place when, like, those kinds of thoughts would not be perceived quite the same way they are today.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, there is a problem to it. We don't know what he was thinking specifically. Aside from his abolitionist writings that we have, we don't have diaries. We don't have, like, personal notes to really know what his logic flow was for the way he presented certain ideas and thoughts. Even in his 1813 pamphlet, the end of it is very almost apologetic in tone, where he's like, I don't want to offend anybody. I don't want to make anybody feel like I'm pointing a finger or I'm blaming, like, we need to fix all of this. But even though he has very clearly outlined well-documented instances of complete disparity in how people are treated and respected. So there is a weird back and forth there with him. It's hard to parse because, again, we're going off of very little actual source material from him. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to, like, mention that as people are reading things about him or studying him, if they are inspired to do so, that you keep that in mind. There can be some tricky parts of his story that are a little bit, like I said, it troubles me a little bit because you hate to see it.
Yeah.
This idea of, like, you have to act right so white people will treat you right. And it's like, wait, yeah. No, they should have rights. The end. That's always a problem. Again, that's me working it out.
Well, and so that's something that has come up on the show relatively often when we've been talking about social movements, advocating for people's rights, and the idea of respectability, mm-hmm. and how in a lot of ways respectability could be a really important tool, but it was also a double-edged sword because like creating a standard that is continues to be applied. Like if you look at headlines about Black Lives Matter today, you will still see things that are about the idea of respectability rather than the idea that, like, everybody should have rights.
Yeah. Yeah. There's also some other interesting stuff, and it comes up a lot in that biography. She's pretty unflinching in her examination of his life about how he could, as part of that kind of obsession with achieving respectability, he was a bit controlling of his employees at times, mm-hmm. and would really kind of put his teetotaler stamp on any discussions that they would have about, like, you know, I'm the person that pays your wages and I think you should not drink. Allegedly, he would even tell his white employees how to vote, which is an interesting thing. You know, a company that did that today would not
right.
would not fly. So it is. There's a lot of really interesting stuff to unpack there. And I think if you go into it kind of appreciating the conflict of so much of anyone's story from that period of time, right, as viewed through our modern lens.
Yeah.
It's a really interesting puzzle to put together.
Yeah. I'm thinking about all the times that I've gotten newsletters at places that I have worked that are like, here are the candidates that are supporting our business, which is not quite the same as vote for this person, but it's the same intent.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the things we talked about this week was six topics that when folks ask us to cover it on the show, I'm like, but there's this one book about it. This one book. I often will have these conversations with my spouse where he's like, what are you working on? And I explain what I'm working on. And this time he said, what are you working on? I was like, well, I'm working on a Six Impossible episodes and I'm calling it There's a Book About It. And he had a totally different read on what that would mean. In his imagination, it was something that is so big that it is only possible to cover it in a book and not a podcast. And I was like, oh, that's very interesting. But that's not what it is. The last thing that we talked about was the Lawson family murders, which actually happened not that far from where I grew up. Not close enough that it was like a source of sort of macabre fascination for everyone. And that episode of the podcast Criminal that we talk about in the episode, Phoebe Judge talked to all of these people from Stokes County, and they talked about it just sort of being like local almost local urban legend at this point, like a thing that everybody living there knows about and talks about. But it was a thing that I don't think I learned about until high school when the book White Christmas, Bloody Christmas came out. And I got a copy of that book. And I don't know if it's still in my parents' house somewhere. If so, it's super hard to find now. If you want to get the like that edition of that book, you can find people trying to sell it for like $900.
So I have questions. So you learned about it in high school when that book came out. Did it then become a source of fascination for people in your peer group?
I know it became a source of fascination for me because I, like a lot of folks, I had that sort of fascination with crimes and like really gruesome historical stories.
Yeah.
The person that I'm pretty sure I learned about it from was actually my drama teacher. And she had known about it for a really long time and was really fascinated with it and was so excited about that book coming out. She had this story that she told us in drama class about like her son. I'm not sure if they had known that the book was coming out, but her son had found a copy of it in the bookstore and was trying to keep her from seeing that it was there so that he could get it for her for Christmas. So yeah, there were other weird stories, some of them true and some of them false, that were more things that we discussed in our peer group. Like there was this supposedly haunted road in a place called Rural Hall, North Carolina, called Payne Road. And we talked about Payne Road a lot. I don't think that we really had Charlie Lawson conversations until possibly after the book came out.
Fascinating.
Definitely read that book more than once. It may or may not be in my parents' basement.
I feel like I didn't grow up with any good local horrible stories. We had alien sightings. That was our thing. Slightly different. Not as, I don't know. I was going to say not as cool, but some people think it's probably more cool. I don't know. I like crimes and scary things. So
yeah. Yeah. It's almost October as of when we're recording this.
Oh, it's been October in my heart since July. So
yeah.
I'm good. Ready. Yeah. If you would like to write to us, you can do so at historypodcast@iheartradio.com. And you can subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, at Apple Podcasts, anywhere you listen. We hope you have a wonderful weekend, however that plays out for you. And we'll see you next week.
Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit nfl.com/schedule-release to learn more.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ plus bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.